endured 5 hunger strikes in the last 10 years of his life, but the body of 45-year-old Khadr Adnan couldn't take it anymore. He was found unconscious in his cell in a Ramle prison in Israel on Tuesday before he was announced dead. Adnan started refusing food when he was arrested on the 5th of February. He was later charged with offenses including provocation of violence and belonging to Islamic Jihad, an armed group Israel considers a terrorist organization.
We do not want any response from those who had failed to put an end to the injustices done to Khadr, to the Israeli occupation forces before the Palestinian Authority or resistance factions. I say, remember the faces of all my children as they are raised to appreciate nothing more than pride and dignity.
In 2012, Khadr Adnan became a household name in Palestine. The baker had refused food in protest against his detention without charges. His 67-day hunger strike ended with Israel agreeing to release him. Then again in 2015, he was freed after a 55-day hunger strike.
I see the happiness among Palestinians flowing and the Palestinian pain and the hope for the freedom of all prisoners, God willing.
His success inspired dozens of Palestinian prisoners to protest against such detentions by going on hunger strikes. The majority of those individual actions led to Israel giving in to the prisoners' demands. In 2020, Maher al-Akhras was released after 103 days of hunger strike.
They want to break him and Palestinians through breaking him because he is a symbol of resistance and steadfastness. He is a freedom fighter. They want to show that they have the upper hand and control.
Palestinian officials and Islamic Jihad leaders have condemned his death, saying it was an assassination by Israel. People across the West Bank have closed their shops and businesses in protest against his death.
Hunger strikes are one of the few non-violent tools left to Palestinians as they battle against Israel's unfair legal system set within a context of long-term occupation and a regime of apartheid.
For many here, Khadr Adnan has become a symbol of resistance against the Israeli occupation. They say what happened to him should bring attention to the plights of thousands of Palestinians suffering in Israeli jails, many of whom without a charge. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.
Rockets have been fired from Gaza towards Israel since Adnan's death. Hamas, Islamic Jihad and other Palestinian factions in Gaza have held a solidarity rally to honour him. Shops and businesses in Gaza have also been closed following calls for a general strike. Let's get more now from Gaza and join Yumna El Said. So first of all, tell us a little bit more about this barrage of rockets that were fired towards Israel.
Yes, so the Palestinian factions here through their joint chamber, said and claimed responsibility for firing barrages of rockets towards the southern Israeli towns. They said that this comes in response to the crime committed by the occupation of killing Khadr Adnan. And they also said that this is just an initial response and warned the Israeli occupation of any foolish retaliation. We can hear above us in the skies of Gaza, actually, F-16 Israeli war jets flying in the skies of Gaza as I speak to you right now. And also, there is a very cautious call in these hours, waiting for the Israeli response to the launching of the rockets from the Gaza Strip towards those Israeli towns.
Okay, Yumna, many thanks for the moment. Let's go over now to West Jerusalem, where we can speak to Mohammed Jamjoum. So, Mohammed, we've been talking about what the response is going to be. We're now hearing F-16 Israeli war jets flying over the skies of Gaza. Any clearer indication as to what the Israelis are going to do?
Well, Laura, here's where we're at this hour when it comes to any type of Israeli response. We know that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting with top security officials to try to formulate a response. We've also heard on Twitter from the country's defense minister, Yoav Gallant. He tweeted earlier, "I completed several operational situation assessments following the rocket fire from the Gaza Strip. The security establishment will act with determination and force against anyone who tries to harm the citizens of Israel. Now, we heard earlier from the Israeli army. They confirmed that at least 22 rockets were fired from Gaza toward Israel today. According to Israel's army, 16 of those rockets landed in unpopulated areas. 4 were intercepted by the Iron Dome defense system. The Israeli army also went on to say that there was at least one rocket that landed in Sderot in southern Israel. As a result of that, there was shrapnel that injured at least 3 people. One of those people, who is a foreign laborer, was is in moderate to critical condition. And everybody who was injured as a result of all of this was taken to a hospital in the southern city of Ashkelon. Now, key right now to understanding what's going to happen next is what exactly is Israel going to do if they decide to respond. Certainly, it would be a surprise if they do not respond in some way. Typically, if Israel responds to rocket fire, they do so in the overnight hours. That would mean either later tonight or very early tomorrow morning. Now, if Israel were to respond by, let's say, firing, if they were to launch airstrikes onto, let's say, empty fields in Gaza, that would indicate that they don't want to escalate the situation, that it's just a message being sent. If, on the other hand, Israel were to hit, let's say, Islamic Jihad or Hamas targets in Gaza, that might indicate that they actually would want to escalate the situation further and that this could be more drawn out going forward. As of now, it's more of a tenuous calm. We should also mention that Israel's army has informed the residents in Sderot that they no longer need to take shelter in fortified areas near Gaza. That indicates that it's a lot less tense than it was earlier in the day. But at this point, very much a holding pattern, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens next.
Indeed, Laura. We will. Okay, Mohammed, for the moment, thanks very much.